radio station.
The suspect who allegedly assaulted comedian Dave Chappelle is again being denied reduced bail. A Los Angeles judge Tuesday rejected a request by a lawyer for Isaiah Lee to drop his $30,000 bail amount. The 23-year-old suspect was hoping to get released on his own recognizance. I have a hard time with that word, recognizance.
It is a tough word.
Recognizance.
Tom Brady's going to nail it.
Yeah, probably right.
I'll tell you what. I'll offer him a broadcasting class. For maybe $1 million.
That's really
a master class.
Yeah, a master class.
6'7" could edit it.
Correct. Absolutely.
So then he can get paid.
Absolutely.
Full circle. Everybody's getting Brady money.
The gentleman was in possession of a knife, but the L.A. County District Attorney declined to press felony charges. That left the L.A. City Attorney to file 4 misdemeanor charges. Hmm. Chappelle's legal team says they're upset with the D.A.'s decision. Why wouldn't they?
That's
felony charges. He had a damn knife and he tackled him on stage.
Right.
You have to ask an attorney. I don't know.
Yeah.
Your attorney. Where is he, Hawk?
He's busy right now. Hold on. He'll be done in a minute. Guests for Ellen DeGeneres' finale are being announced. Justin Timberlake and Oprah are on the list, as is Jennifer Aniston, who was Ellen's very first guest in 2003. The singer Pink, who wrote the show's Emmy Award-winning theme song, will also be making an appearance. Comedian's daytime talk show is ending on May 26th.
Yeah, I'll tell you, she's had an incredible career, and I have a lot of respect for her. I mean, breakthrough in so many different ways.
Yeah.
But, man, I heard a lot of nasty stuff about her.
So weird, isn't it? Queer.
It was an avalanche of inside information and how toxic the work environment was.
God,
I hate to hear that, because you think about Ellen being a trailblazer in so many ways, and yet
she seems so nice and sweet.
And Dr. Phil's a pill. I mean, he's an absolute. And someone very close to me worked for him, and literally was told, "Do not make eye contact with him when he walks in the hallway."
Well, I do that too. I know.
I have that habit with me.
Well, what's crazy about Ellen is think of how many morale drains we have here.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
It's not just Ellen walking around being a morale drain. She must be way worse than that, because half the staff here is a morale drain and hard to work with.
Half.
At least half.
That's why I leave as soon as the show's over.
Correct.
People have no idea.
Get out of here.
We just all go. We go our separate ways.
We have
everybody
to.
Everybody rips everybody. Nobody really likes anybody else here. We all just go home and live our own lives separately.
I like hockey.
True. You do like Chris.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you for saying that.
I like you.
You hate Scott Taylor.
Hate Scott Taylor.
Well, my God.
Yeah.
Where is he?
He's nude.
That's not a where. That's a what.
Wow. Wait. I didn't realize when I saw you in the car, Scott, I should have put my sunglasses on.
It's a bright pink shirt.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I like pink shirts.
Last night.
Yeah. I like pink. I like pink shirts.
Whoa.
But okay.
You almost said it.
What is wrong with you?
I didn't say it.
I don't know.
All right, should we do a quick fan five here?
You know, we can take our time. I ain't afraid.
Oh, yeah, I ain't scared.
It's time for Fan 5, brought to you by Builders and Remodelers.
Thanks, Builders and Remodelers. You guys are the best.
Vladimir Tarasenko had a third period hat trick as the Blues beat the Wild late last night. It ended about 3:45 in the morning. The Blues won 5-2 over the Wild.
Rosie,
Blues took a 3-2 series lead. Last night, the puck dropped at 12:45 a.m.
What are we doing?
The puck drop for Game 6 is tomorrow night at 11:35 p.m.
That might be a good idea.
It actually is.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah,
wow,
they want very few people to see it or hear it.
Zach will be tired, man.
Goals last night, Kirill Kaprizov, he gave the Wild a 2-1 lead, and then that was it. Marc-Andre Fleury, 27 saves. In the 5 games, Rosie, he has given up 15 goals. That does not count empty netters.
Like they had. Tarasenko's last one was an empty netter, wasn't it?
Correct.
But Tarasenko was, he's that good. Kaprizov was even better at times. The Wild, but he needed some help, and he has not got the help that he needed.
It's over.
And you say that all the time.
It's over.
You say that with every single game, 1 minute into the game.
Yeah,
it's over.
You are correct. It normally is over 1 minute in for me.
It is. Yeah, they got. Yeah. I don't think they're flying to St. Louis going, they're going to cower in the corner, but they're going to play a lot better. It would be great to have another, you know, have a game 7 here Saturday night. That would be fun. But maybe the Wolves got eliminated in 6, and
it's over.
It's over.
Yeah, Steve.
No, it's not.
I talked about this yesterday, and you kind of alluded to this last hour, Rosie. But like, it's weird that as close as these teams are in terms of, I mean, we've seen the series. Every game, it seems like, has been so lopsided. Like, I think we would have seen some overtime here.
Well, last night, I thought, we talked about it a little earlier in the show, that I thought we were heading towards an overtime. It was 2-2 going into the third period, and it looked like that kind of a tightly checked game. And, you know, that I thought, well, this is going to be it. This is the one game we're going to have. And then, you know, Tarasenko took over, and then next thing you know, they got an empty netter. And next thing you know, the fans are heading for the exit. I was watching it on TV. It was just seemed like it was a funereal. Is that the right word? I mean, in the X.
It's pronounced venereal.
Yeah. What are we doing?
What are we doing?
I was there for game 1, and it's amazing how loud that place can even get.
And how quiet it can be.
Sick Greg.
Yeah.
Especially that crowd.
Well, let's hope they get one more tomorrow.
Especially at like 11:30 at night.
Yeah. It's like, oh, my God. I got to go to work tomorrow, and now I got to drive home. All right.
Rosie, Bob Lanier, dead at the age of 73, 8-time All-Star Hall of Famer Bob Lanier.
You know, incredible basketball player, but it's in spite of all his accomplishments on the court, all I can think about when you hear Bob Lanier is from the scene from Airplane. When Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is sitting in the pilot seat, he grabs the kid and goes, why don't you try to drag Lanier up and down the court for 40 minutes and get back to me? Tell your dad to shut the hell up or whatever he said. Oh. That was such a great moment.
That's depressing. Why did you bring that up?
Oh, man, big Bob Lanier. How old was he?
73. They said he battled a short illness, but I didn't see what illness it was. But
he's a hell of a basketball player.
The Astros beat the Twins 5-0. Justin Verlander had a no-hitter in the 8th. But then the Twins got 3 hits between Verlander and the reliever. 3 hits, but they get shut out 5-0.
Yeah, I mentioned the comment yesterday, this is obviously way before the game, that when you have your 3 best hitters out of the lineup and you're facing not the Baltimore Orioles team, you're not facing an Oakland A's team, you're facing Justin Verlander, who's come back from arm surgery and is pitching as well as he ever has, and you're without Buxton, Correa, and Arise, good luck. And you got the kids out there. Nice when you're playing Oakland, not so nice when you're playing a team like Houston and when you're facing a guy like Verlander. So they need, obviously, to get Buxton back. I thought there was a chance he'd be back last night. Obviously, Correa's on the injured list now with a finger problem. And I don't know what Arise's clearing moment is from the COVID protocol, but he and Baldelli are probably in the same boat.
I would assume, yeah.
Probably another day or two, maybe not even that. I don't know. Find out. But they need him back in the lineup because Arise kind of makes that lineup go as well.
He's a good table setter.
Yeah, he is.
The NHL draft lottery was last night. Montreal was the winner. The Devils pick 2nd. Yeah! Arizona picks 3rd. The Seattle Kraken go 4th.
Nice.
Yep.
Who's going to be the first pick, Hockey?
Yeah, who is it?
Mannix LaBrange.
Oh, wow.
What position does he play?
He plays Sprite.
Oh. Yeah.
The NFL schedule is going to be released tomorow.
It will. And people are fascinated by it. We'd like to see who you're playing, when you can play, and more importantly for all of us, when the bye week is for the Vikings so we can plan to go to Vegas again.
Yes, well said. There's that.
Yep, there's that. And Vikings will open up at home, I know that.
They'll be at Philly week 2 for Monday Night Football. They're right. at London for the Saints week 4. Game week 4.
Did they ever announce the other 2 Christmas Day games?
No,
not yet.
Gosh, this weird.
Yeah, and now... Today, they randomly announced the Cowboys and Packers are playing week 13 or something.
It's just weird.
Sunday in November.
And tomorrow, all the games will be leaked out before the schedule's announced.
It'll be leaked out today. Somebody on Reddit will get a hold of it.
Probably.
Yeah.
Come on, Dante.
Yeah.
The Heat and Suns both had blowout wins last night. The Heat won 120-85 over the Sixers. They take a 3-2 series lead. Butler had 23. The Suns won 110-80 over the Mavs. Phoenix takes a 3-2 series lead. Just saw the stat on SportsCenter, Rosie. Mm-hmm. This is almost impossible in the NBA. I don't care how good the Suns are. This year, they are 53-0 when leading after 3 quarters.
Yes.
Wow.
They can have a 1-point lead how many times
exactly.
in those games?
I don't care how good you are. That's insane.
It is.
53-0 when leading after 3.
Very Timberwolf-like.
Very similar.
What would I...
Why do you keep saying those things?
No, Rosie.
No, Rosie.
No, you mentioned earlier that Tom Brady got a 10-year, $375 million deal with Fox. Whenever he stops playing football, he will start broadcasting.
Imagine, let's say he was facing someone like Danielle Hunter, and he's got a clear path to Brady this year, and he just crushes him. And Brady's recovering. He's got two broken ribs or something.
Who's he?
And he's going, wait a minute, I could be sitting where right now making $345 million?
Yeah,
making the same amount of money broadcasting
exactly
per year.
What am I doing? What am I doing?
What is he making? Doesn't he make around 40 a year now?
Yeah. Sounds about right. Yeah.
So maybe a slight pay decrease to just go sit in the booth and not get your head crushed.
And he never made as much money as his wife for a lot of his years, right?
Which I'm honestly really tired of.
Giselle.
Yeah. No, I'm just tired of.
She makes
like 30% more than him, and I wish it was even.
You're right. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
Just gets old, man. When is he going to get what he deserves?
No kidding.
Man. Angels rookie Reed Detmers threw a no-hitter versus the Rays. That was the 12th no-hitter in franchise history. The second no-hitter in the majors this season. The other one was a combined no-hitter. Mm-hmm. At 22 years old, he is the youngest in the majors to throw a no-hitter since 2006.
That's the Angels? Is that what you said?
Yeah, he pitched for the Angels. Oh, yep.
What a team that is.
Reed Ohtani Detmers.
And... God,
Mike Trout.
Mike Trout.
Yeah,
Mike. Did you see that dude?
Mike Grimm's on the Angels.
Yeah,
look,
I didn't know that.
Wow.
When I throw,
what position is he?
You could argue when I throw right-handed, I throw like Lamar Luttrell from Revenge of the Nerds.
You really do.
I definitely do left-handed. I have no coordination at all.
Most of us don't. With my left hand,
doing anything, dribbling, throwing.
Wonder why that is.
What's that dude's name, Sauce, that we saw on SportsCenter this morning?
Charles Manson.
Hold on.
Some dude, look it up. Some dude from the Angels, because it was like 10 Hockey rep.
What's his name?
It's 10 rep, right? So the kid's got a no-hitter. The Angels, like Trout, they're just launching home runs. Mm-hmm. Some dude whose name that I've heard of, but now I'm blanking on the name. For S's and giggles, because it's 10 rep, goes, I'm going to bat left-handed. And his first ever left-handed at bat. Jacks went out of the park.
Are you kidding? Oh,
man. What's that dude's name?
My name is Fiddle Davidson.
So Fiddle Davidson.
Is it Rendon?
Yes, I think it was. Yeah. Anthony Rendon.
Yeah.
And he's never hit left-handed?
First time left-handed at bat.
He's not a natural switch hitter.
No.
Nope.
Oh.
Zach would know. You answered quickly.
Okay.
It's a home run.
Wow.
Skeleton.
No, I mean, I used to talk like Roy Smalley, guys, switch hitters that I kind of watched and covered and reported on. I could never understand that skill set, how you could turn around.
I don't know.
Look at Scott Taylor here. And be that proficient at...
It's private?
I mean...
Is that
swinging a golf club. Scott plays golf all the time. I can't imagine how uncoordinated it would be. And it seems like it would be not that different, but it's completely...
Speaking of golf, am I the only one that made golf futures bets while in Las Vegas?
I did not. Are you on the PGA next week?
Yeah.
So next we'll be back week, at it again.
A week from tomorrow, a week from what day is today?
Today's Wednesday.
Yeah,
May
a week
11.
From today, yeah.
All right, good. So you did make some future golf bets?
Oh, I should have. Yeah. All of my girls have four golfers.
In the PGA?
Oh, yeah, let's go.
God. I blew it.
Let's go.
8:17, get that.
I said I blew it. I see that 100 times a week.
All right, headlines next. We'll talk to Scott Taylor.
Good.
And we got some... We get some nude photos to discuss between now and the end of the show.
Oh, Brendan said I was sorry.
Is it the magazine bit?
Yeah. Maybe.
Hmm.
Or.
I think you're right. I think it was from a magazine.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
God. It is.
More of the Power Trip Morning Show after this on The Fan.
On The Fan.
The Intoxicats. And their song, Jerry, coming back from break. The Power Trip Morning Show. Hey, by the way, tomorrow night, Duluth, I'm coming to see you. An acoustic show in Duluth tomorrow night. Check out chrishockey.com, all those pages and stuff like that. But playing a show in Duluth tomorrow night. So please, come check us out. A storyteller show. I don't know. 8-7, right at 6-5-4-3-2-1. I'm not sure.
And don't forget, even though I have no details, we're in Fargo next Friday.
Is that next Friday?
Yeah, we're going to broadcast live in Fargo, North Dakota next Friday, May 20th.
What time will that be?
5:30 to 9.
Where's the name of the place again?
No idea.
Yeah. Yeah, by the way, it's at the Fargo Dome, I believe, because we're donating for the Fargo Marathon. But acoustic evening with me tomorrow night at the West Theater in Duluth, 7:30 to 9:30. Tickets are still available, so check them out. And let's go. Tomorrow night.
You got a website?
Just go to
readertix.com. For you.
West Theater, Duluth, tomorrow night. Please come on out.
Man, it's
nice. I haven't been to Duluth in a long time. I can't wait.
There is nothing more pathetic than somebody sitting on this radio station and just shilling their own product over and over and over again.
Never heard that
before. It gets so freaking old. It's like, just do the radio show. Yeah. You're not here to just plug and promote your own stuff.
Hold on, I'm going to initialsgame.com once again.
What website?
I think it's called initialsgame.com.
No, why would you go to initialsgame.com?
I'm ordering a couple of editions of the Initials game.
Oh my God, that's a thing?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I'm getting...
I'm glad you brought that up because... and it came up organically. I'd rather
hear about Initials or Commons Golf game.
I was never going to bring that up.
And there you go. I bought seven copies.
Never mind.
Okay, don't say it.
Super. Aren't you going to do stand-up or is that over?
Oh, I'm totally
tired.
Headlines!
Hey, Zach.
Yeah, baby.
Yes, sir.
Who sponsors the headlines, man?
It's brought to you by Paul Bunyan Plumbing and Drains.
That's right. Well done, baby.
Fellas, I have a solution to your penis problem.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just be
careful, Hawk. Who has a penis problem?
I'm not going to make you guys raise your hands.
Zach does.
Astronauts grow 3% taller in space. It takes a few months on Earth for the gravity to pull them back down to their normal height. So theoretically, they kind of stretch out with less gravitational pull.
Oh, wow.
They grow 3% taller in space. Just think about that.
I'm thinking about it, and I'm liking it.
I thought you were talking about having sex in space or something.
Rosie.
Like that. I don't know. Someone astronauts could solve your problem. I thought, is it because the weightlessness or something? That could be kind of fun.
I'm just saying these guys could have 3% more.
I'll take it.
Kangaroos do not burp or fart.
What?
Their bodies break down food differently. And nothing is converted to methane, so they don't need to release gas.
How boring.
Oh, gosh. I hope
you imagine?
I hope they have some Beano because they must be gassy as hell.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
On that note,
yes, sir.
Brazilian soccer star Marcelo.
Yeah,
there's always one name.
Never heard of him.
I have. He's really good.
He has been demoted.
Yeah,
meat sauce
for excessive farting.
Yeah, that happened.
Come on. Yep.
Why?
Yep.
How?
Well, wait a minute. That's if he's a good goal scorer, people can overlook a lot, but they can't overlook farting.
Was everybody getting pink eye? I don't get it.
I don't either. You're outside playing a game.
You know what? If you won't listen.
Happy birthday to Minnesota.
Happy birthday.
What, really?
Yep.
Our state was born on this day?
In 1858.
That's right.
Minnesota became a state. What state number were we?
Wow.
Oh, good question.
Damn.
22.
35. I think you're very close, Saucy. We're going to be in the 30s.
Yeah, probably.
But I think a little bit before that. 33.
32.
Yeah!
Oh, wow. Good choice. 32. Chris almost nailed it.
Almost.
Yep.
Rage Against the Machine guitarist Tom Morello will be the first musician to ever receive the Spirit of John Brown Freedom Award to honor his civil rights activism.
Nice.
First ever musician goes to Tom Morello of Rage Against the Machine.
Well done, sir.
Hockey, didn't you and Rosie go see Rage once?
We did, absolutely. We saw
that
at Target Center. Well, the concert was great, but we left there and went to a strip club, and Rosie made $47,000.
Wow.
Yeah, he did seven shifts.
It was a good night.
Yeah, we lost a lot of dollars that day.
Mm. Rosie, what's your favorite Rage song?
He likes this song. Hey, relax, buddy.
Yeah, calm down, daddy. Oh, this song wails.
They play this at the X all the time.
They always do. I'd say, you know the song, I don't know.
Yeah,
this song fails.
Yeah!
You mentioned Ellen earlier. Jennifer Aniston is going to be on her final show, May 26th. She was also the first ever guest, so it's going to go full circle Jennifer Aniston on Ellen's show.
Hello?
Well, she's a good friend.
Yeah, everybody loves her, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't mean that.
Jennifer? Yeah, she's, my goodness.
She's super
top five of all time.
I find her attractive.
Yeah, I do too.
To very, very much so. Especially that scene with Vince Vaughn when she's trying to get his attention and she's walking naked.
Well, let's talk more about female nudity,
yeah,
if you don't mind.
Rosie,
because
don't look at me and say that.
If you haven't looked at these photos, they're kind of going all over the internet. We like to call it viral in the business. Mm. Hillary Duff went nude for the latest issue of Women's Health.
Yep.
Yeah.
And admitted that, look, she's 34. She's had kids.
Mm-hmm.
She said that the journey of her body is a journey that she's very proud of.
Yeah. Good for her.
And let's just say, once you see the photos, this is the kind of journey that you and 8 friends are going to get tattoos simultaneously,
really?
Like the Lord of the Rings cast, and say, this is an epic journey that we'll never forget.
Yeah. I appreciate that she's on Women's Health magazine, but I got to tell you, she helped me with my prostate health yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, it's a magazine.
Is her daughter still here?
Yeah, she's laughing.
Absolutely.
She's
spectacular.
Gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you looked it up, Rosie? Hillary Duff.
I'm looking at it right now.
Your thoughts. Turn the music down.
A plus.
What's your favorite part?
The butt.
Wow. Wow. That was awesome.
Oh, my God.
He's lost it. About 30 seconds ago, he turned to me and quietly went, Zach, I'm horny.
Zach, get that.
He's lost it.
Get that butt soundbite as quickly as
possible.
Even
Abbott's tired of it.
Look at her. That's good for women's health.
That is good for everybody.
Name another favorite part, Rosie.
That's it. Her sunglasses.
Oh,
man.
Her smile. Actually, she's got a beautiful smile.
Yeah, she really does.
Let's face it. Most guys are from the Dark Ages. They're cavemen. Right. And they like a woman to be showing her cleavage and to be wearing 8-inch heels and to be wearing see-through underpants.
Yeah.
But for me, a woman looks best when she is just absolutely naked.
Rap guys, girlfriends. But, who understands hockey. Those rap guys?
Yep. Mm.
They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute, okay? I mean, her butt is just so big.
What do you think, Rosie?
It's just so round. It's like out there. I mean, gross.
Kiss my ass!
Oh, Rosie.
Rosie, what do you like?
Black.
I like big butts that cannot lie.
That song wails. And this woman has a great butt.
Thank
Thank
you for acknowledging that.
You said it first.
I did. Well, it's a compliment. I mean,
it is.
Her glutes are.
Yeah, she does a lot of squats.
She does. She's got.
All right, I got to get rid of
that's
this.
That's a. I mean, it's very attractive.
You need a cigarette, Rosie.
I don't like.
You got a great ass.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. I didn't say that.
Hey, Cor.
Yes, sir.
We have a headline / not really breaking news, but a headline.
Right.
Rosie's
popped up in my inbox.
What is it?
Smashing Pumpkins coming to the Xcel Energy Center.
With special guests?
Jane's Addiction.
There you
go.
So
that's why they're both on Howard Stern today.
Makes sense.
That's
right.
11-4.
Everybody knows.
Oh, St. Paul, Minnesota, Xcel Energy Center.
Everybody knows this is the best pumpkin song of all time.
Man. I'd like to hear
how are they not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
And then here's Sunny's Dream.
Yeah, how are they not?
Poppy's coming.
Oh, well that... That's a horse
the
of
poppies,
different color.
The poppies.
Man, this freaking song.
This song wails.
Take this, Hillary Duff.
What are you pointing at?
I've had two people text me and say they all heard Rosen say how horny he was.
I did not say that.
One of them is
your
Abbott.
Mic was on.
Yeah, your mic's on.
Nobody heard that.
Abbott encourages me to be honest.
He does. He likes honesty. And butts.
And Star Wars. Vacations. And when I delete his calendar email.
What? You delete that?
Immediately.
Ha ha!
That guy thinks it's funny. God, what a riff.
Hey, Rose, were you a hoodlum when you were a kid? Did you smash pumpkins?
No. I
smashed mailboxes?
It's
a federal offense.
I put firecrackers in anthills.
Jesus.
And I like to blow up stuff.
Ooh.
Well, you know, harmless stuff.
I did that with dead fish.
It was Park. Come on.
True story.
Yeah.
That's
really?
That's the number one piece of evidence that I might be a serial killer at one point is when fish would wash up on our beach.
Right.
I would stick black cats. I don't know why I enunciated just to be careful.
That was one of my favorite firecrackers.
I would put a black cat in their mouth and just light it and just watch their jaws basically explode.
Well, they were dead.
I went on to kill zero human people.
Yeah, that's good to know.
But I blew up a lot of fish faces. A lot of fish faces absolutely destroyed.
Poor Trey Anastasio. No one gets that joke.
But yeah, he's lead really singer of fish.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. You're well read.
Chris Hemsworth. Hang on. What a sentence. I hope the ladies are listening. Chris Hemsworth hammer is going to sell for $100,000.
Come on.
Man, he's handsome.
His hammer from Thor is going up for auction. If you want the actual Thor hammer, $100,000.
What'd you say, Rosie?
Nothing but butt. I was talking to Sauce privately. The butt on air.
Whoa. Where's that button?
I don't have it yet. I just have it in here.
What did you say, Rosie?
Nothing. The butt.
Oh,
is that my voice?
Man, that's the first thing you hear in a haunted house.
So, like, it's not me.
You're terrifying.
No, and grimly.
That was,
all right, everybody go around the room. Let's answer with just honesty. Let's not be liars, you guys.
Sure.
Last week we talked about Jack Nicholson's axe from The Shining.
Yeah.
Right, $75,000 for The Shining axe or $100,000 for Thor's hammer. You can only have one. Go.
We know what Zach's voting.
The axe for sure.
The Shining for sure, because it's one of my top 10 favorite movies of all time.
Me too.
Sauce,
here's
the hammer. I've never seen The Shining. The hammer would be sweet.
Oh my god, you haven't seen The Shining?
I've not. I don't like scary films, Rozo. Oh. Hello?
Here's Johnny.
Yeah, exactly.
I would take the hammer only for the resale value, but otherwise, if it's just all personal, then I would take the axe.
Zacho.
I'm going to go with the hammer.
Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, of course.
10?
10.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Duh.
If you're listening out there, Mr. Hemsworth.
Oh, good for him.
Did I mention Hillary Duff's photos?
I saw them.
Yeah, Rosie.
What did you think of them, Rose?
A plus.
What's your favorite part?
You already said it. I'm not going to say it again. You know.
It's A plus.
You know what? Good for her. Yeah. I mean, it's like.
It's A plus.
She's had a couple kids, right?
Three, I think. Yeah.
My God.
Jesus.
She's nobody, really. It's women's health. She's not in Playboy.
Butts are soggy.
It's encouraging. Inspirational for women and
I look like I'm pregnant with three.
By the way, 100%, Rosie, let me just reiterate what you just said. That is exactly why, as a show, we're impressed. This is an inspiration for women.
Well, yeah. That's exactly
the beaver.
Right.
Oh, the beaver.
Don't say that.
Rosie, what's your favorite part of ladies?
Did the beaver. Say
Whoa.
That. Did not
the beaver.
I did not say that.
Right?
No, Rosie.
Mother's Day was Sunday. All mothers should strive to look exactly like this.
Hillary Duff.
Right? That's what you're saying. You're just saying it's an inspiration.
The big knockers.
Go out and look like Hillary Duff as quickly as possible.
Rosie, what's on the background of your phone?
Finish him on Friday night. She's going to be a big girl.
What the hell?
You're just pulling random sound bites.
Just
finished.
Abigail, I apologize, but your father is a degenerate who loves to push buttons.
Rosie, what did you say when the cleaning service
in your household?
What did you say when the maids walked into your room in Vegas?
Just finished.
Oh,
they had a knock first.
Oh God, what's wrong?
Here we go.
Oh my God, Rosie.
You'll be salivating when you see it.
Oh, what do you say when you pull your pants down, Rosie?
You'll be salivating when you see it.
Quit saying that.
Perfect boobs.
Someone's got to step up and be a daddy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Abigail, I'm so sorry. She's laughing harder than anyone.
I know.
What the hell? How did you raise this poor girl?
I know.
Rosie, all sarcasm aside.
Yes, sir.
As a father of two daughters, I just want to thank you for all the
no problem
inspirational messages you give out to women all over the Twin Cities. I know I tell Bailey and Harper all the time, if you ever feel like you're an object or if you are just another number on some guy's list, listen to Mark Rosen.
Because
he'll tell you exactly how to get inspired and be better than just another statistic.
I'm so glad my daughter doesn't ever listen to this show.
Yeah, mine don't either. They hate it.
Oh, they don't like you.
Well, right. And my wife thinks this show is trash.
She likes me, though.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. Corey's wife loves me.
You like Corey's wife.
I do. She's great.
Yeah.
I don't know if she puts up with you.
Yeah, she likes all of you except for me.
Yep. No one likes you, though.
Correct.
I kind of like you.
Okay. We'll talk to Scott Taylor when we get back in a second.
I don't know if he wants to be on with us anymore.
Well, he's inspired now to go help change the Twin Cities landscape for feminism.
Just finished?
More of the Power Trip Morning Show after this on the Fan.
On the Fan.
From Mottlers.com.
Hey, it's Nordo, and after the Power Trip, I do kick things off with Mike Florio, but then at 9:20, it's an hour of reaction to last night's Game 5 loss at the X. Your calls, your talkbacks. Kevin Faulness is with me. It's 9 to noon after the Power Trip on the Fan.
Thank you, Nordo. Hey, welcome back. Power Trip Morning Show. Oh, thank you. Hi.
The time has come. To raise the roof and have some fun.
That's right. Let's have some fun. Final segment of the Power Trip Morning Show. Corey Kane.
To listen Whoa. Back to today's.
We don't want you to listen back. We want you to stay right here.
What happened?
Nothing. Everything's great. Hey, Corey Cove.
Yes, sir.
I know we're going to get to our friend Scott Taylor in a second. I just watched the trailer for season 4 of Westworld. I watched the first season and haven't gone back.
I watched the first 2, did not watch season 3.
I'm with you, Corey. I did the same thing.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it a lot. Ed Harris is so good. Isn't the second one
more confusing? Yeah, I just didn't understand where it was going.
Yeah,
right. I started to lose interest.
It looks even more confusing now watching that trailer.
Rosie, just skip Westworld and go straight to Severance.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Apple TV.
Yep, got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, sitting in the main studio wearing a very loud, beautiful pink shirt and looking svelte and sexy is our friend Scott Taylor. Hi, Scott. How are you, buddy?
Hello,
good to see you.
Scotty.
Good to see you. Good to see you.
This is one heck of a lead-in.
Yeah.
I apologize.
This is the first time you and I have been in the same room where you haven't been buying. So this is first for us.
There's that,
true,
too.
That's true.
We were just talking about how you're going to buy. I don't know. I have to go.
I don't think that ever will happen.
Yeah, I think I should be in a different studio with maybe down the hall with Lee or something.
Yeah, probably a good idea. But before you go, could you tell us about Splash Into Summer, which is happening on the 21st of May, 11 to 1. Tell us what's going on.
So we put together last year a project 2022, and our goal was to deliver 2022 life jackets to the community, to anybody who wanted them. And this is the first event that we're going to put out this summer, which is next Saturday, not this coming Saturday, but the 21st. At Hidden Falls Regional State Park, and we're going to give away 1,000 life jackets to whoever shows up that day. And we've got some great partners with the JCs, the Edina Rotary Club, the Walzer Foundation, the Wozniak family. We've got Hennepin County and Ramsey County Sheriff's Offices, plus the Army Corps of Engineers, the Coast Guard. I mean, we've got fire departments. It's going to be a great event. We're just going to teach families about water safety. We've got a lot of great partners. And then give away 1,000 life jackets.
Nice.
So we gave away a few hundred last year, and they went in very, 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 very quickly.
It sounds like such a simple thing, Scott, yet it's so necessary, yet people boat all the time, and they don't wear one.
You know, so Abby's Hope is predominantly about pool water safety and drain safety and whatnot. But in Minnesota, we have access to all these lakes and waters, and there's too many stories where a family member goes into a lake and maybe steps into a hole or steps into an area where it's up above there. You know, oh, my kids can swim. Well, they can swim as long as they stay in waist deep water. But the second they step into a hole, they can't swim. But there's too many stories of multiple family members going in to try and rescue. You know,
and they're the ones who get caught.
Right. So, I mean, there's been multiple stories where by the time you're done, you've got 4 people at the bottom of the lake because no one had, you know, was properly trained, didn't know how to swim, didn't have a life jacket. Where it hit me personally is I go on a fishing trip every year. I've gone for 35 years, and I'm out in the middle of Lake Vermilion, and rarely did I wear a life vest.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, busting chops across the lake, I'd have a life vest on because, you know, you could hit a stump or something.
Right.
But what I didn't take into account was what if I just fell off the boat and it was 50-degree water and you've got all that gear on and I didn't have a life vest? Yeah, it's hypothermia. It's all that weight. So I, a few years ago, started wearing a life jacket just the entire time I'm out on the boat. And we had a friend a couple of years ago was goofing around and fell off the boat. And not my boat, it was a boat next to me, but I watched it happen. He just slipped and fell off the boat. And luckily he was right next to the boat and was able to grab, but he was real cold and he was in the water for just a minute or two. And so, you know, you don't know if you hit your head, if you, you know, whatever else. So we're pushing life jacket safety really hard this year. This is our plan. And like I said, we've got some really, really great partners. And, you know, I look at it like you wouldn't get in your car without a seatbelt. you know, why get in your boat without a without a life jacket? And by the way, the life jacket that's stored underneath the seat to meet to meet the law, the requirements.
Yeah.
That's not going to do you any good.
Scott, really? one of the dumbest things I ever did as a teenager was when I was wakeboarding a billion hours a day every summer. I got pretty good, so I got overly confident, right? I was doing backflips and 360s and stuff and almost never falling. Mm-hmm. So I got to the point where I'm like, why do I need a life jacket? I'm not going to fall.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I had a buddy who almost never was in the boat, so didn't quite understand the whole monitoring system, and another buddy that was rarely in the boat, and those two were the ones who were the spotter and the driver. I don't have a life jacket on. I cut in and catch an edge, so I go flying backwards, something that I almost never did, land and hit the water hard, mm-hmm. and as I'm prone to black out, mm-hmm. the last thing I remember seeing as I was fading to black Ooh. Without a life jacket on
Oh my.
Was both guys watching where the boat was going, not watching where I was going. I had about 2 seconds to go, like I'm about to black out and they didn't see me fall.
Right?
Luckily, I never lost consciousness. I just blacked out.
How long did it take them?
They were probably driving another 7-8 seconds the wrong way before they realized I had fallen. But I just remember thinking my overconfidence almost put me in a spot where I was going to sink to the bottom,
yeah.
and they were going the wrong way, not paying attention.
Right. And
so stupid.
It is, and I would never even consider like getting on a jet ski or water skiing or anything else. It's the, you know, if you're out on a pontoon boat, and I know you're out on a pontoon boat in the middle of the lake, the last thing you probably want to do is wear a life jacket while you're out there. But I'm just saying, be smart about it.
Scott, getting back to the pool safety, what's the thing you're most pleased about from the progress you've made from the moment you started this in her name, your daughter's name?
Yeah, so, you know, Abby was hurt by a faulty drain cover. Mm-hmm. It poorly maintained. And we helped pass some national legislation. The Virginia Graham Baker Pool and Spa Safety Act, and the locally in the state of Minnesota, the Abby Taylor Pool and Spa Safety Act. And since those two laws have been passed, there's been no fatalities related to drain injuries.
Wow.
Awesome.
You know, there have been some skimmer issues and some suction entrapment issues, but there have been no fatalities. And those covers are no longer able to be sold. And we're actually working both with the federal government and the state government to update those laws. And kind of retool them, kind of modernize them a little bit with some funding options for groups like Abby's Hope or other organizations to really help with swim lessons, to help with drain safety, knowledge, helping municipalities hire lifeguards. There's a huge lifeguards shortage right now.
It's just crazy. You think about job opportunities. I was just talking to your daughter about kids coming home from college looking for jobs for the summer. It's mind-boggling to think there'd be a shortage of lifeguards.
Every pool needs a Wendy peppercorn.
Yes, well said. Yes. Splash into summer, May 21st, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Hidden Falls Regional Park in St. Paul. Again, first 1,000 people get a free life jacket.
What's the website?
Abby'sHope.org is our website.
You're the best, man.
And that's what
you really are. You're a good human.
I want to thank you guys so much for allowing me to come in and take up time here in this show, this high class radio show.
Well said.
Well, Scott, here's the thing. I have to say, I love that you're wearing in now a life jacket when you're up on the lake. But if you'd wear pants as well, we'd appreciate it.
Yeah, we don't need another segment of roast.
I like to Porky Pig my life jackets. And I just said, Scott, overconfidence was almost my downfall.
You can tell the water was cold, too.
Don't let it be yours.
You should turn the heat up.
There it goes. All right, Scott, you're the best, dude.
Thanks, guys.
We're back tomorrow, 5:30 to 9. 9 to News got you covered with the Blues reaction, 5-2 over the Minnesota Wild. I'm sure we'll talk more about that as the week goes on, because Game 6 is tomorrow. Rosie, we'll see you tomorrow as well.
Look forward to it. Thank you. You won't ever get to where you're trying to go. Unless you get a boat, set it on the water.